The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 48. Close the book. Open the mind. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 48.
Wei xue ri yi, wei dao ri sun. Sun zhi you sun, yi zhi yu wu wei. Wu wei er wu bu wei. Qu tian xia chang yi wu shi. Ji qi you shi. 不足以取天下.
To pursue learning, you increase day by day. To pursue Tao, you decrease day by day. Decrease and yet again decrease. Till you reach the state of non-doing. Do nothing, and yet nothing is not done. The world is often won without busying around. When busying around occurs, the world cannot be won. Lao Tzu would have been keenly aware of the teachings of Confucius. They were said to be friends, certainly contemporaries. And aware also that this verse flies in the face of those teachings. It throws into stark relief the principal differences between the two thinkers. The Analects of Confucius begins with the following statement. Study and practice in good time what you have learned. Isn't that a pleasure? Confucius also encourages people to study, excel, and become an elite. Confucius fosters a culture where learning is the key to success. In contrast, Lao Tzu prefers to observe in a tranquil fashion. He practices non-doing rather than active learning. Learning ever more things won't deliver you understanding. For Lao Tzu, there is danger in too much knowledge. It can fill up the mind and trap you into certain beliefs and actions. Lao Tzu's faith in Tao is total. It alone will show us the way. The great physicist Albert Einstein once said, "Education is not the learning of facts, it's rather the training of the mind to think." Lao Tzu would have approved. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.